It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams. This Sunday, millions of Mexicans will celebrate the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe, that country's patron saint. She will be honored at churches throughout Mexico and in many parts of the U.S. But the Virgin is more than a religious symbol. She's become a cultural icon for Mexican Americans. Writer Gustavo Arellano longs for others to join the celebration.
Every December the 12th, I'm hopeful. This is the day that Mexican Catholics back in Mexico and in Los Estados Unidos huddle at 4 a.m. Mass to celebrate the feast day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. We greet her and the dawn with the music of mariachis and the singing of hymns. Aztec dancers thunder down the church aisles in tribute to La Guadalupana's heritage. But I'm hoping that this tradition gets out beyond the walls of my church. See, everyone who attends our feast Mass for Guadalupe is Mexican or Mexican-American. She is a patron saint of Mexico, but I always believed that others would join us in honoring her if only they knew of Guadalupe's glory. After all, you don't have to be Mexican or even Catholic to celebrate Guadalupe. Heck, you don't even have to believe in God. All you need is a belief in the equality of people that's at the core of Guadalupe's message, and you will surely feel her redeeming love. Guadalupe's activist appeal lies in her story. Legend has it that in 1531, she appeared before an Aztec peasant, Juan Diego, on a hill near what is now Mexico City. Over the course of four cold nights, Guadalupe told Juan Diego that she wanted a church built on the grounds of a destroyed Aztec temple. When Juan Diego told his local priest of his celestial encounter, he laughed at Juan Diego and demanded proof. That's when the miracle occurred. Juan Diego gathered some roses in his apron and took them to the unbelieving priest. When Juan Diego opened his apron, the flowers were gone. In their place was a magnificent painting of Guadalupe. The painting is now under bulletproof glass in Mexico City, in a church built specifically to house it. Guadalupe could have revealed herself before a Spanish priest or soldier, but instead she chose Juan Diego. Juan Diego was an Indian, the lowest of the low in the Americas. By doing this, Guadalupe announced to the New World that salvation comes not through identifying with conquest, but by comforting the oppressed. And to Guadalupe, only they were worthy of her. But the more valuable Guadalupe lesson is in her embrace of those scorned as the lower races. When the Spaniards brought Catholicism to the Americas, they shamed the Indians into thinking of themselves as non-humans because of their dark skin. But when the Virgin of Guadalupe visited Juan Diego, her skin was a beautiful walnut brown. In an era where the color of one's skin condemned millions to a life of poverty and servitude, imagine that. The darker color was a more blessed color. To this day, we Mexicans affectionately call Guadalupe la Morenita, the little brown lady. So come on, you non-Mexicans and non-Catholics, join us. Vénganse. Drive to your local Latino parish this Sunday morn and hail la Virgencita. Sure, you might not know the songs, or even Spanish for that matter, but we the faithful won't mind. We'll pass you our song sheet and teach you how to make the sign of the cross. And afterwards, we can talk about how to better this world. United not by class or politics, but by a woman under the banner of the Empress of the Americas.
Gustavo Arellano writes for the Orange County Weekly and is a regular essayist for Day to Day.